Thank you for tuning in to Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. Make sure you got a beverage in your hand. Sit back, relax, and engage with us. All right, what's up, Tiff? How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, girl?
I'm doing good. Y'all, welcome to Not Just Girl Talk. I'm your host, Ashanti.
And I'm your host, Tiffany.
And we're on episode 15. Thank you for rocking with us for 15 full episodes. Y'all, we halfway to 20. We 5 months to the 20. Okay. Okay, we're over here. So I want to thank y'all for joining in, listening to us. We've gained some subscribers. We've gained some more followers. So thank you all for telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend how to reach out to us. And Tiffany's going to drop our contact information to you all to let them know where they can reach us.
All right. You guys know that we are on IG. We can be found at notjustgirl_talk. Again, that's IG, notjustgirl_talk. And we're also on Facebook at Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. Facebook, Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. And lastly, we're on YouTube or a couple of other platforms, but YouTube, Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. YouTube, Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. And remember to always hit the little bell to make sure you're subscribing to our channel and sharing and commenting. And we're also on Twitter, Not Just Girl T, and TikTok is still a baby account, but still follow us on that. Not Just Girl Talk.
So we are growing. We are in the beginning phases, and we're growing. And we thank y'all for tuning in and listening to us to women give y'all our opinions and truth about stuff. So we're moving into our beverage of the day. What you drinking on, Tiff? What you got?
Here I have a little caramel ribbon crunch. That's almost gone, so no judgment.
So you just swapped it out. I had the coffee, iced coffee last time that you was frowning at my iced coffee. But now you got
Starbucks frappuccino. But we'll talk after here why I was by a Starbucks. The Franklin household. It's a whole conversation, girl.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm fair combo. I am drinking a seltzer. It's not... Yeah, I know she don't like seltzer, but anyway, this is a new seltzer that I'm trying, which is the Kettle One seltzer, and it's the grapefruit and rose seltzer mixed with a little Kettle One, and it's the cucumber mint Kettle One. So I'm trying to stay healthy because I think Kettle One is probably about the healthiest liquor because it has no sugar, no fat, like none of that stuff. It's just, I don't know what about it could be really healthy, but it's more healthy than... I'm trying to make it sound good to benefit me. Yeah. But and then the Kettle One spritzer is a little healthy as well. So that's what I'm drinking out. Y'all let us know what y'all sipping on with y'all beverages in your hand while you're listening to us. So weekend, it was the 4th. So right now, today is the 5th. So yesterday was the 4th. And our weekend, let's see, what I do? I cooked Saturday. So I didn't cook yesterday, but I did cook Saturday. I just did hamburgers, hot dogs, beans. I make the best baked beans. I'm telling y'all, my baked beans be kicking. They be kicking, I'm telling you. They got a little sweet. And then once you, and I got a kick on the end, like a kick of spice that kick hit in, right at the end of the bite. Love. Okay. So did my little famous baked beans. And the kids bought fireworks. So what you doing?
Yeah, pretty much the same. We cooked yesterday though. We cooked on the 4th, but I was adamant because I bought my husband a smoker and he wasn't using it enough. I was like, we're putting something in the smoker. So because he was smoking meat, he marinated Saturday night all his meat. But Sunday morning at like midnight, he put the meat that was going in the smoker on. So, and that cooked, over into the next day. And then he just put some, I think hot dog, smoked sausage, and a few chicken wings or whatever on, and then he did two slabs.
Yeah, it was good.
He did two slabs of rib too. Those were good.
Dang, I wanted some ribs. I couldn't find no ribs in the store. They was gone. It was like everybody was prepared to celebrate the 4th this year. Like it was, I tried to take the kids to go see fireworks yesterday. When I say traffic, people were parked. I've never seen this before. So I don't know if y'all do that in y'all space, but people were literally parked on the side of the expressway and they had their hazard lights on. I was like, why is everybody pulling on the side of the road?
Like a funeral procession?
Yes, they were on the side of the road, the emergency lanes. Full of cars, like the entire route, like going and a route coming back from where we supposed to go see fireworks at. And I was like, why everybody sitting on the side of the road? And it was like, oh, they're watching the fireworks show. People was all outside their cars, sitting on top of their cars. Like they had like the pickup trucks. People were sitting outside in their pickup trucks. I said, ain't that serious for me to sit on the side of the expressway?
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, they was lighting it up over here. I done sent you pictures. I'm gonna put it on our some of our platforms.
Oh yeah.
Like it was,
they had the show
dangerous. And my baby, my little one, she can't still do the fireworks, so mommy had to end up staying with her. She just doesn't do them. She didn't do it last year. She didn't do it this year. She's trying to tell you, she know what she want, and it ain't them fireworks. So,
My boy's so. Like, let's get in there. It was like, mom, we need to get the big ones next time. I said, y'all, we live in Maryland. They don't sell us the big ones.
Mm-mm. We had some. It was, and we pulled up right by. She was so scared. I was like,
Baby.
She just ain't.
She said, I ain't going. Nope. She said, I ain't about that life.
She said, mommy. She said, mommy, I'm never doing this again. I said, all right, baby, you don't have to. Don't force her to do nothing.
Well, my kids, you know, my boys was in it. Jay was in. And she's still in New Orleans. I can't wait till she get back. She ain't been calling me. She hasn't. I called. I said, Jay, what are you doing? I said, I haven't heard from you. She's like, mom, I've only been gone for about 2 weeks. I need to hear from you every day. Let me know if your kid's away from you. I need to hear a phone call from them every day. Let us know. Your child away from you when they with their people. Like, she's out of town for a month or so. And I'm like, I need to at least hear your voice every day. Hey, mom, okay, or something. We don't have to have a long conversation, but once a day check in. That's for me. Anytime they leave. But anyway, let's jump on into our show. Yes. So, well, we got to sip on it.
Speak on it.
Speak on it. Yes. So, Tim, what topic we got today for the sip on it and speak on it?
Woo, child, Mr. Bill Cosby. You know, it's a celebration for some, but he has been released and all charges have been dropped. Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned it. His conviction. So, I mean, maybe we did the little, we spoke on him talking about some, he didn't want to sign it to get out. He knew. He was like,
He knew what he was on.
I'm about to get out. I'm about to get out. And so, you know, some people celebrating. I feel like our people celebrate anything that a black person get out of jail. You know, we celebrating even if we know they may be guilty or not. But I feel like Bill is, he a little old. We was happy with OJ and everybody. We don't care. Like, right.
That's
another
story. Is
the Cosby Show reruns coming back?
I feel like they need to, because I feel like if he fought and got the charges dropped for, pretty much lack of evidence, pretty much they a wrongful trial. They really wasn't supposed to try him. It wasn't like a wrongful trial. I feel like it was wrong how they did it because of the evidence and stuff they had.
Well, he said something in information that should have been sealed. I guess he had maybe omitted some stuff and they used it in the trial.
Against him in the trial, yeah. So it was wrong.
He had immunity for speaking when he did in that.
Yeah, see, this is how folks try to, let me go and slide this in here just to get him caught up. Now, he probably can't be tried again because it'll be
double jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. And so now he's going to be like, y'all cancel his stuff. Didn't they take the main star up too?
They took out
everything. All because he was wrongfully convicted. I don't care how you put it, it was wrong. So guess what y'all gotta do? Run me my stuff back. Because the grounds that y'all took it back, the grounds that y'all took it up from and canceled my shows was based on this particular charge. And because the charge has been found not to be pretty valid at this point, run me my stuff back. Put my shows back.
I don't know. You know,
If he thought he got out of jail, baby, yeah, he coming
to his stuff. You know, but you know, people have different opinions on that. I, you know, I'm indifferent. I just always thought he was old, so I don't know. I mean, I guess it's justice for whoever.
Is
there
R. Kelly trying to find?
Yes, R. Kelly. What you do? What talking about some bill? What lawyers you use? Because mine ain't about nothing.
Oh my god! Right. That meme was so funny. Oh my goodness! R. Kelly said, "I need his people on my team because my team is not doing it." He's still fighting and got nowhere but transferred to another facility.
He like they probably Bill R. Kelly.
Oh Jesus!
But Bill wouldn't miss Bill. Like, nah, I wouldn't mess with kids though. Or
no, this is ridiculous. Sorry. It is too ridiculous. Too, so I'm sorry. So let us know what y'all think on the Bill situation. Speaking on it, or you gonna skip on it? If you're speaking on it, put a comment in the comment section. If you're sipping on it, just put your wine glass up in the comment section. Let us know what you're doing. Now, Shikari Richardson. I'm happy that she's back. And I think me and you may have, do we have difference of opinion on this one? I think because for me, so it was, of course, being talked about that she was found that she was had marijuana in her system when she did her drug test. And so they suspended her from so many, what is it, 30 days? 30-day suspension from competing. Now, I think they're trying to say marijuana was a performance enhancing drug.
That's
so. I always thought it kind of make you a little, mellow, from what I've heard. That it has. From what I've heard is that it makes you mellow. I don't know from personal experience. Now, I think she knew the rules. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You knew the rules. And when you competing on this type of level, then you need to just shut it down. I feel like you, and there are consequences to breaking the rules. Whether we think marijuana is legalized in certain places, not legal in certain places, you know, you got that controversy going on. But I do feel like when you're competing at this level of, like, you just have to know the rules and you have to abide by them. Also, her team, who her coaches are around her, like, y'all, I mean, I know sometimes you can't see, you can only tell people and do so much, but kind of really being tight, really buckling down, letting her know what's at stake. I do feel like, I'm happy that she's back, and hopefully this is a lesson for her, because she is 21. Like, we all was young dumb. We all have done young dumb stuff. What you think on it?
I think yes. I feel like I appreciate her taking accountability for. She ain't try to blame it on. She was like, I did it. And, she didn't really try to deny it. She owned it, didn't try to deny it. So I respect her for that. Yes, it was wrong and she knew that. But I also know she was 21. And some stuff I did when I was 21, she's 22 now. But,
the
stuff we did was just not, we didn't make sense a lot. We just did crazy things. And so, I mean, that's unfortunate. And then I know that she had just lost her mom, not to say that's an excuse, but, she could have used a different mechanism to cope, but you're right. Coaches and teammates maybe could have been around her, especially since she had, that death in her family,
Right.
And she was, going through some things. So I should have kind of probably been on her a lot.
And who she hanging around, like, sometimes y'all, this also brought, now I don't know if did she smoke by herself? Do we know? Was she in a circle or a group?
I don't know.
Cause she
was the only one that mattered.
It was, but I'm thinking, like, so let's just hypothetically speaking, she was with some friends or a group, and she like, man, let me hit that, or you going through, I brought you some to, ease your mind. We got to be careful about who's in our circle.
Absolutely.
And the influence that they have on us and what they bring around us. So, I mean, I don't know if she was by herself when she smoked, or she was smoking by herself, or was with a group. But if she was with somebody and somebody did say, hey, I got a little something, or they were smoking in front of her, she's like, oh, let me hit that, whatever, whatever, the lingo that they use.
We don't know.
Then she just had to, it should have been, if somebody was around her to present it to her like that, you got to be careful to be like, nah, that's not good. Or, you know, just the people who present things to us in the space that we in. Not to blame them, but kind of think about that also. It's another angle to kind of look at it from.
Yeah, and you know, you right. They was saying it was a meme or something. I said, man, I never knew weed to make you run 10.5 seconds, or was it 10.8 seconds?
I never knew it did that. I thought it made
it slowed you down and hungry.
Yeah, a little bit, like
that's what I heard.
Zoned out from what I, you know, seen. So let us know what y'all think about it. I know it's been talked about, so if you want to give a comment, definitely do so. Sip on it. And you can just sip on it and be like, you know, what's said has been said. And guess what? She back.
She's still
on it. She is. I can't wait to see. I can't wait to watch you. I'm so ready. So we're moving on into our topic of discussion. So Tiffany, I'm going to let you start off with our topic for today. So we can go ahead and jump into it.
Hey, girl. So I was just thinking, you know, always everybody talking about hot girl summer, hot girl. What do you think a hot girl is? So we're going to go into a little bit more into it. But first, I want to ask, what do you think a hot girl is? Like, what's a hot girl to you? And
to
can moms be a hot girl?
Okay. Definitely moms can be a hot girl. So for me, I think hot girl is more so confidence. I don't feel that it's about attire or showing your body or having your body. I'm just not for that part. When I think of hot girl summer, I think of the level of confidence that you have. It's summertime. We want to get cute. We out here looking good. You feeling good. You just exuding confidence. So for me, that's what I think of when I think of a hot girl summer. Not really the clothes or the little bit it is, but just being free. Just let my hair down, getting out, feeling good, looking good, and just having a good time. For me, that's hot girl summer. And yes, mamas can always be, because I'm about to run. I have been running the hot girl summer.
You know, I agree. It's your confidence, but I think people look at it differently. They like wear whatever you feel like squeezing into. You do it. It don't matter. Yeah, some people, it don't matter whether you it just doesn't matter. You wear what you wear. You know what I'm saying? You confident. And you just, like you said, exuding confidence. Like, when we went to Florida, I told my niece, I was like, yeah, I'm about to go have a hot girl summer with your uncle. And she was like, huh?
Yes. I'm going to be confident in my body. Whatever way it is what the summer going to get.
Yes. Girl, she looked at me like, what you know about a hot girl? Yes, we can still have it. But yeah, she I was like, yeah, we about to have my hot girl summer. And you know, I just think it's about me having confidence and feeling sexy.
Right.
Confidence. So
yeah. So we're on the same page with that. Yes, that's how I feel about that.
So this coming up, I just wanted to kind of just see where your head was. But you know, so our topic really today is, do you take into consideration your attire with your significant other and or your children? Do you take into consideration your attire? Now, I think we may disagree, but go ahead, girl. Thank you.
Okay, so with my kids, I am taking that into consideration as far as going, let's say, okay, so we're going to the beach at the end of the month. I'm not going to go to the beach with my kids and wear the thong swimsuits. I'm just not doing that. I'm not. First of all, my sons are going to be. Again, I said confidence. I am not confident in a thong swimsuit. It's not happening. my body got to be right if I do that. And if and then when it get right, I'm not doing it around my kids. Like, no. So for me, when it comes to like beach wear, the thong, bikinis and stuff, if I'm going out with my children, I think that's a no on all levels. I don't take them into consideration when I'm stepping out with my man, because what I step out with him in is going to be, I like sexy and classy. So I'm not too big on revealing. I may show a little cut here. I may wear something a little tight, a little short, but not anything like, you know how they have now, like the little fishnet outfits. Like, I'm just going to say mesh outfit. Mm-hmm. And then under it, you just got on like a bra and a panty, but you got like a knit thing on top. Mm-hmm. I ain't wearing it to the club. First of all, I'm going to be very uncomfortable. That's me. I'm not comfortable in that. In for me, but I will dress in something low cut. I have something short on, so when I'm going with my man, yeah, I'm gonna be real sexy, and I'm not worried about what he thinks, except for if he thinking like, she looking real good. So that's it.
See, I think so. I'm gonna start with significant other. I definitely think I would take. I looked at it. Yeah, I'm going to take what he thinks into consideration, because if he has an issue, as long as it's, of course, everything, I'm big on respect. So, you know, you can't come to me sideways or not respectfully. But if you really like, truly, you know, babe, I'm not comfortable. Not that that's happened, but me and my husband was actually talking, though. He said when we were in college, you know, I dressed differently too. So let's say that.
Yeah.
In my 20s or my college days was a totally different the way I dressed, right?
Right.
But he was like, he didn't like, but he didn't tell me at the time. Because
he didn't like how you dressed.
No. I'm gonna tell you what he didn't like.
It was back then it was hoochie mama.
It was like, so he had an issue with, you know, the pants that you had writing on the butt. I used to wear those all the time, like hottie, cutie, like. But it wasn't until we were married. He was like, you was hot. You was wearing that stuff. He didn't like that. He didn't tell me then because he was a boyfriend and he knew you only got so, you know, we don't know if we making it, you know, where we going. I wasn't a fiance. I wasn't a wife. But I, you know, but he never said anything to me. So I don't know if I would have, if we were just dating, if I'm like, say what?
Okay, you know what? Let me go back. TD did. When we were dating, he used to always say, you show like wearing your shirts as dresses. Because like I told y'all, I like something short. I like to show my legs. I like a little short piece. So he used to be like, oh, you always want to wear shirts for dresses. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, no, I didn't. It was an actual dress. You know, it could be it was a shirt dress. Meaning, you know how they used back in the day, y'all, we used to put tights on and you had the long shirt and then you put the belt in the middle. You know, you had the cute little stylish belt with your tights and your shirt. So I used to just not have the tights on and I just wore the shirt dress and it was cute, short popping. And I was, you know, the slim, but I was cute. But when we went out together and I had that same shirt dress on, he sure was like, on our first date, I never forget. We went to the Isley Brothers concert, Fantasia and Kim. That was our first date. And he was like, oh, you look real nice. I was looking nice in the shirt dress then. But then afterwards, like Arion, he was like, yeah, you always want to wear them shirt dresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so it wasn't until afterwards. But I would like to think I wouldn't have an issue with him saying, yeah, I'm not comfortable. Half time now at where I'm at in my life and dressing, sometimes I have to dress a certain way for teaching, then you got your going out attire. So it's so many different things. But I'm always probably checking myself. If I'm second guessing myself, I'm probably gonna change the outfit. Like, because I gotta be comfortable and confident in it. But now my kids, they're young. So I don't think, I definitely would take into consideration. I think kids, when I'm thinking of them, they probably don't want you to be any kind of way picking them up around their kids or their friends, rather. You coming with bonnets on or rollers in your head or, you know, they want you to be presentable. Mm-hmm. But then they don't want you to be too hot either, I'm sure. Like, don't be looking at my mama.
You know, I'm telling you, my sons already, they be like, Don't talk to my mom. Fat did already. It's this guy tried to talk to me. Fat was like, nope. Mm-mm. I was like, Fat. He was like, Mom, no. Mm-mm, no. I said, he is really protective right now. Like, he is really in that phase. Like, no, you're not talking to my mom. She good. She straight on you. I said, yeah. Well, you something else, but he finna be 17. So I think he's at that age now, like, yeah, nah, he ain't talking about, no, don't even approach my mom. I know, we was in the store one day, I think it was Elijah or Eman, I can't remember which one of the twins, they was like, she married. Okay, children, it was like, she married. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Mm. The boys don't play. The boys do not play.
See, I got girls, so I don't know. I think they would be more so, don't, you know, embarrass them more so if they had a problem. But again, they're 6 and 3.
Yeah.
He don't really say too much, but I do believe in, you know, stepping out. When I do step out, but I'm like you said, classy, sexy.
Yeah. So
I'm not going to have my, cleavage out.
Yeah, I'll have a deep dip.
No, I don't mind having the cleavage out, but I'm probably not going to do that and a whole lot of extra other. You know what I'm saying?
It's so you're going to be like one of the other.
Kind of. Or it just depends. Like if it's, it really depends. But generally, I'm mindful of that, I will say. So one, I got to be confident in anything I wear. But I'm looking like, dang, I got my cleavage out. And if I'm wearing shorts too, and you know, I want to get to where I can put my stomach out, but it's not.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. No, for me, it's coming. I've been working hard. Y'all can't really tell, but I have lost some inches. I'm literally working hard to get this weight up off me by the end of the year. By January, I got a certain goal that I've been working on, and I'm aiming for that so I can really come out here in my hot girl attire, full of confidence. Full of, I'm gonna get the side hole cut out, you know, like the outfit that had a side piece. Cause see, I like a, see, when I say class, I need the side out and maybe a little low and like a short, like I need it all in one.
Oh, you need all, okay.
Because see, I don't dress sexy all the time. I don't just, I could be ponytail, sweatpants, t-shirt, tennis shoes. That's comfortable for me. Like I can rock that. But when I step out with my man, baby, I'm cute because I need you to be like, I'm looking good with you. And I want you to look at me like, okay. Because we'd have been there before. People be like, oh, what's up? And TD be like, look, you good? You all right? I'm like, I'm good, babe. I'm just saying, like, I want to be cute for me him to be looking.
I think I'm always cute, sexy when we going out. But now I will say that it was a phase that I realized I didn't have going out clothes. I think it was after my errand because I had all I did was work and be a mom. So it was like I had all of my work clothes and I was wearing my work clothes to even go out with my kids almost. Like it was bad. Yeah. Like I dress pants and flat. I mean, you know what I mean? Flat shoes. And I'm like, yeah.
I was in that phase when my babies were younger, but even now I don't have really out clothes. But I was in that phase where it was like, what I'm about to put on, I was there to go shopping to find an outfit, or you know, when they was young, because you are in that parent, wife, mom, like you just in that phase, and then when you do step out, you be like, oh, dang, what am I wearing?
Yeah, somebody said, I saw something, I don't know what social media this was on. She was like, I'm just ordering all this stuff to go somewhere one day. Like during COVID, everybody ordered online, but I don't know where I'm going, but I'm ordering. Yeah, I felt like I was that person. I got stuff. Ooh, it's bad.
I don't have, and you know, I'm not an order. I do not order online. But check out Personalities Boutique. My sister got her own stuff. So Tiffany ordered there too. But she has some really cute stuff. And you know what? I just don't order clothes. I'm not a shopper for clothes. I'm just not a big shopper. Unless I'm gonna go somewhere, then I buy something. But recently, since the world has been opening, since we've been back outside, I'm like, we've been doing brunch and having events. So I'm like, I don't have nothing to wear. I literally have nothing, so I have to go shopping every time. I was like, okay, I'm going to start buying myself a shirt here, some pants here, some, you know, just knickknacks. But my weight be fluctuating, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're trying to lose weight, and then it's hard to let go. For me, I went through a lot of sizes. And so I'm like, I ain't going to get rid of that size because I don't know what's going to happen. I may get back this size, this big, or when I'm this small, maybe I'll lose weight, you know? So I believe in keeping my sizes, but I think my larger ones go because
Okay. So do you have an opinion on some kind of like going on the opposite side? When you are stepping out with Arion, do you say something about his attire? And yeah, do you all like to color coordinate? No. So I thought about that. It's like, you know, people be like, I'm going to wear blue. Okay, so you got to put your blue shirt on and so y'all don't color coordinate outfits?
No, we just look good. Now, I would take that back. I mean, now I do agree. And that was something I had in my notes as well. Like, I mean, I want to look good on my man's arm. But I also want him, I don't want him looking any kind of way next to me. And so we ask each other, you like this or, you know, vice versa. But, we ain't color, unless maybe a wedding, like we going to a wedding or something like that as guests sometimes. Yeah, we going to, like, what you wearing, what colors, just because it's a wedding maybe and it's more formal or whatever. Right. But as far as just going out, we just both need to look good. Now, you need to be in the same category, too. Like, you can't be streetwear, and I'm sexy with, you know, dress and heels or wedges, in my case. But you know what I mean? Like, I am, you can't, but I wouldn't let him come out. He wouldn't get out the house. Yeah.
Okay. See, that's, but ironically, me and TD, we actually coordinate. It's not like bad color coordinate. You know, people be like, you got the tide of this, like the whole coordinated outfit. It's not coordinating like that, but we more so like, hey, you wearing black. Okay, I need to wear something that got black in it. Like, if I'm wearing any color, like his attire or my attire has to be within that same color. We don't, it's not coordinated, but it's together.
And sometimes Arion.
Do y'all dress alike? Do y'all color coordinate with y'all spouse? Does it matter? Like, so you saying just for weddings? If we're going out for, like, let's say company event, if we do go to a wedding, if we going out, even I'm gonna say, when did we go somewhere last? I'm gonna say a couple of months ago, like a couple months ago. I think at the beginning of the year almost, we went to a house gathering. And we were in blue. Like, I had like a hoodie out. My hoodie had like blue and stuff in it. And I had my jeans, and his shirt was just blue, but he had on tan pants. But we still had the same colors on. We always, anytime we go out, we literally have the same colors on.
No, I mean, and maybe if it's a thing for the kids' birthday party. We're dressed alike, t-shirts, like, you know, we got 6 and 3 year olds. Like, we had the, when Aaron turned 2, we had the old Toodles shirt with the Mickey or Minnie Mouse or whatever on there. Yeah.
Okay, so just like that, y'all don't have to do that. Okay, so let us know if y'all color coordinate, if y'all do hot girl summer. What is a hot girl to you? And do you care about your attire? That, you know, for your kids, do it matter what the kids think about what mama got on, daddy got on? If not, let us know in our comment section. So right now, we're going to go ahead and move into soul food. Tiffany has y'all soul food. Tiff, what you got?
Okay, our soul food for this week. There is nothing more rare nor more beautiful than a woman unapologetically being herself. Comfortable in her perfect imperfection. There is nothing more rare nor more beautiful than a woman being unapologetically herself, being comfortable in her perfect imperfections.
I like that. Girl, you been coming up with them good ones, girl. You been on point.
Let's see, I was trying to see what we talking about. We talking about hot girl summer, dressing sexy. So, you know, we talked about confidence. Yeah. Be unapologetically comfortable in your perfect imperfections.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of hard too.
Yeah, you know, it's hard for us, but we've got to start, you know, be comfortable in ourselves. Yeah.
Because we nitpick, because I was just doing it the other day. I was like, oh, I'm this and that and this and that. And I was like, look, especially trying to lose weight. I'm like, you know, we want to lose weight quick. I like quick fix. I'd be like, let's go. I just started working out, working out extra hard. I do stuff I want it to be done and over with, okay? But I was like,
it's a process.
It took a while for you to get to this size. So it's going to take a while for you to lose it. So I have to be patient with ourselves. And I like that, definitely being confident in our imperfections. Absolutely. I like that. So let us know what y'all think about our episode. Comment, and Tiffany gonna let y'all know where you all can comment and see how they can reach us.
All right, again, we are available on IG at notjustgirl_talk. Again, that's IG, notjustgirl_talk. Make sure you guys are following our page and commenting. We are also available on Facebook at Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. Again, that's Facebook, Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. Make sure you guys are liking our page and commenting. And then lastly, our YouTube, Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. Again, that's YouTube, Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. Make sure you guys are subscribing, hitting the little bell to get all of the notifications that we are dropping and bringing to you. And make sure y'all are sharing and tell a friend
about Not Just Girl Talk. We do have talk about things that relate to women. However, we are Not Just Girl Talk. We are more intellectual than the body. We're more we have more to offer than looks, because you know we curve. So we want to bring you all content that can show you all what women think, how we are intellectually, and we are more than just some pretty people. Okay. All right, y'all. So we're going to wrap this show up. Tiff, anything you got to say? Anything else you want to tell the people?
No, y'all just also like us on Twitter, Not Just Girl T, and TikTok at Not Just Girl Talk. Is at Not Just Girl Talk on TikTok. And remember, that's our baby account. So we definitely need you guys to like and subscribe our couple of videos that are on there.
Yes. So it's all right, y'all. We're going to wrap this show up. It's two things that we want you to do when you're always listening to Not Just Girl Talk. Number one is refill your cup
and vibe with Tiffany and Ashanti.